Colleen Nardone joins us now. She is our DFL commentator, and we're going to be talking to Representative Rob Eklund. He's a Minnesota DFLer from International Falls. He's in his third term in office. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Colleen Nardone is a longtime commentator with us. And Colleen, you wanted to talk to Representative Eklund today about the next term and some changes that might be taking place. And first of all, we want to welcome Representative Eklund to Making Sausage. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for the invite. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it.
Good. And congratulations on being a committee chair, Rob. This is your first time, right?
It's exciting. I'm thrilled.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what good things you do down there.
And what committee?
I'm the chair of the Veterans Services Finance and Policy Committee. So I have, our committee has five veterans homes in the state of Minnesota that are currently running. And last year we appropriated some money for three more potential ones in various parts of the state: Bemidji, Montevideo. Montevideo, mm-hmm. And oh, that's not it. I can't remember. And Preston. I can't remember. I get the towns with all the M's mixed up when I start trying to remember who they are. So anyway, but there's three of them in the state of Minnesota that will be spread out, and the communities are currently raising money to try to make this work. There's some federal money available along with this project too. So it's exciting times for veterans in the state of Minnesota right now.
Well, and that's a good place to be then, where you're on the committee and can make things happen, hopefully.
Yep, exactly.
And I guess maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I've been hearing about things like Representative Pawlowski's meetings on process, and it sounds like things are going to be different this term. Have you been to any of those meetings or tapped into any of those things?
No, I haven't been able to attend any of the meetings, but I talked to Representative Pawlowski yesterday, actually, on my way home from St. Paul for a little bit. We touched base periodically and on these things, and I asked him how it went, and he thought it went okay. I'm looking forward to when we do the Health and Human Services bill, that's the bill that we're doing, and there's not a whole bunch of other committees' bills tied in there. And the Health and Human Services bill in itself is going to be a large enough bill. You know, I remember the first one I saw my first year down there, I think it was about 400 pages on its own, and that was just Health and Human Services related issues. So it's still single subject, but it's still a lot of work to go through it. And that's why you have to rely on our leads from each committee that can guide us through what the bill means and the. What we're really trying to do for the state of Minnesota. But if we can get back to these single subject bills, I think it'll make the process a lot better.
And Colleen, that's what you mean by it being different?
Yes, because this last couple of sessions, it seemed like they just put everything in and it never had to have a hearing. Is there any move on the DFL side now to go back to more transparency, where the things that go in the bills have actually been heard in committees and people had the opportunity to listen to you debate them?
I think that's a great question. I think that's what Melissa Hartman, our speaker designate, has done by creating some of these subcommittees of committees and then splitting some of the committees apart. For instance, the Jobs and Energy was a huge committee that must have been 30-35 members in that committee. She's broken that up into jobs, labor, and energy and climate. So she broke that one committee into basically three. And the Environment, Finance, and Policy, they broke that into a Finance Committee and a Policy Committee, which I think is a good move. I don't think you should ever, if at all possible, on big budgets like that, try to fix, say, fishing licenses and adding the finance part of it to it, too. They should be two separate issues, so then they can come together at the end. And then under Health and Human Services and Public Safety, there's a couple other subcommittees. And that's a good way to get more bills heard. So they're heard by a smaller group. And I read an interesting article about this. They said the more subcommittees there are, the more you find out who really wants to step up and do the work as far as being engaged and stuff like that. So if you got a smaller group hearing the bills, you either pass them or you don't, and then move them on to the main committee. So and then the chair of that subcommittee can talk on those bills and say, this is why we passed them, and hopefully then it becomes part of the whole process. But I really think it's a better way to hear more bills and get the voices of the voters heard.
Well, we've talked with Speaker Hortman on this program at least once and maybe more often, and she seems like a pretty straightforward person. I can't imagine her sticking things into those bills at the last minute that had never been passed or heard in committee, but we saw some of that last time with the previous speaker.
And to be clear, from my understanding, both parties have done that and done the multiple bill omnibus bills where multiple subject omnibus bills. So there's kind of a saying down in the legislature, there's nothing new down there. Just some of the stuff just gets rehashed.
That's,
you know, I mean, people, because we're human beings. We're going to try to figure out what we can do that can be best for our districts, you know, and so that's part of the process. And I'm glad to see that maybe we're going to start taking some of that away so that people are actually getting their voices heard.
I know it's been a gradual erosion. I think it didn't happen overnight. That's for sure, that we got away from some of the openness that we're supposed to have based on the open meeting law. And will this require just procedure in terms of appointments to committees and how you behave in committee and what you put in, or are there going to be actual rule changes? I noticed Representative Winkler chairs rules now, and he didn't seem as enthusiastic for reform as some of the others.
I think there might be some tweaks to the rule changes, Colleen, but what I would like to see is, being in the majority now, I would like to see us take some bold but calculated steps, because I don't want to be in the minority, and this might be selfish because I might not even be there in 2 years, but I don't want to be in the minority for 2 years. I think the clear thing is to get your ideas and policies to move forward. You need it probably at least 4 years, maybe working with first term with Governor-elect Walz, to really see that we can accomplish something. I don't know if I'm quite saying that right, but I guess what I'm saying is I'm afraid that if we try to bite off too big a chunk, that we might find ourselves back in the minority.
Okay, you don't want to take on a lot of things that either won't be popular or won't pass and will disappoint people. Is that kind of what
you're... I don't want to say, and I don't know if I'm saying it right. I think there's some clear things that we can do, and you know, for instance, border-to-border broadband. That's something that would definitely have a positive effect on the entire state of Minnesota. We haven't put nearly enough money into it. And a lot of us are starting to talk and use it like this should be like rural electrification was. You know, it's expensive to get out into greater Minnesota, but it's the right thing to do, and it's I believe it's the next phase of our new economy. So I think that's something that if we got out there and funded that right away, especially when it looks like we're going to have a surplus, that would be good for the entire state of Minnesota. Those are the type of things I would like to see us take on.
We're talking with Representative Rob Eklund. He's a DFLer. He is from International Falls. So the election was the beginning of November. What's your job in between, like right now, before session starts again? What are you up to?
Okay, well, so I still sit on the LCCMR committee, so we went down there. We meet periodically throughout the year, and that's for people that don't know, LCCMR is Legislative Citizens Committee for Minnesota Resources. If you buy lottery tickets, we're the ones that put together the bill that figures out projects off the lottery ticket proceeds to do projects on that affect Minnesota resources throughout the state. So I was down there this past Monday and Tuesday working on that. We passed a bill out that will be presented to the legislature. And the other thing I'm doing is I'm meeting with our staff people and find out what I got to do and what I have to expect being a committee chairman. So it's been we have terrific people working for us down there, and it's been a lot of fun exchanging emails and sitting out and talking personally with about the people that help you do your job. So,
do you choose your own staff, or are they assigned to you?
They're assigned, but we can talk to. From my understanding, once the committee administrators are hired or offered a job, then we can talk to two or three of them and figure out who we might be most comfortable with.
Because some of them have been around long enough to have real expertise in some issues.
I know who I hope my committee administrator is, but we'll see what happens once it's done. So I've got my favorite already. So,
and probably some others have their eye on that same person.
I would imagine, because he's been around for a while. So we'll see what happens.
But what issues are you looking at working on for your district? I mean, broadband is going to probably benefit your district as much as any other district, but what other things that you see as being particularly important to northeastern Minnesota? And you represent a big chunk of northeastern Minnesota.
Well, there's really, I think, two things, and a lot of them go hand in hand because so many of our roads follow lakes. We need to get some sewer more municipal sewer projects into our district, so we're not having to rely on. Just put it this way: a lot of mound systems and a lot of septic systems don't work in northern Minnesota because of either rock or clay or heavy soils or that type of thing. And so if we have large communities around some of these lakes, I would like to try to see if we can get these projects in place, because it's good for our waters, it's good for our future. So that's one thing. And then roads. Our roads are in terrible shape, although I drove 38 the other day, and that turned out pretty nice. First time I drove it since I did it. So the contractor in the state of Minnesota did a nice job on that. But anyway, We need more of that type of fixes in our state, so I think that's two of the big things. But the biggest one, without a doubt, and this is what I heard knocking on the doors, is we got to do something about our medical costs. And I don't know what the answer is. I know there's a lot of people that are working on it for ideas. I think they had an all-day Senate hearing in the Senate yesterday that the House members were invited to. And we've got to figure out how to get this under control, because that's really hurting the average citizen in the state of Minnesota.
Yes.
So that's probably the number one issue I would like to see us take a look at.
That's a statewide issue, but you're right. It affects people up here. As you probably know, that's an important issue to me because I sit on the hospital board here, and I can see the impact it has at our level, but we hear it from all over the state, and I hope you'll be able to do something with that. When I told somebody the other day I was going to be visiting with you, she said, "Will you ask him about Crane Lake?" And I said, I can't surprise him with a question like that, but I think you addressed it when you talked about water.
Well, and you know what? Crane Lake is an example of one of those projects. It's expensive. The projects are expensive, without a doubt. Crane Lake sits at the start of Voyageurs National Park, and that's a vibrant community, year-round vibrant community. When the summertime comes, it is crowded down there, and we need to make sure that we are not polluting the start of Voyageurs National Park from the start. So I mean, that's an easy fix, and it's expensive, but I still say it's the right thing to do.
Well, as you said, water is pretty important to us all up here and actually to the whole state, whether they admit it or not. What damages our water damages everyone. And I hope you will keep in touch with us, Rob, and let us know when something's coming up that is really relevant to our area so that we can track what's going on. I love to watch the committee hearings, so keep us informed. And if there's anything...
Yeah, we'll have the committee schedule out. And one thing that I forgot to leave out, when I have a minute, Speaker Designate Hartman wants to take the legislature on the road. She wants committee hearings held out in the public. And I'm already talking about two potential committee hearings in northern Minnesota for the Veterans Committee, and so watch for that too. And I'll try to keep you informed of when these things are going on, because when we have them on the road, we really like to have a lot of people come out so they can engage in the process. So,
well, I think you get a lot of people there sharing IDs that would not come to St. Paul to do it. So I really commend her for doing that.
Yep, I think it's a great idea.
All right. Well, we will stay connected with you and your staff so we can make sure we publicize any of those public hearings. That's Representative Rob Eklund. He's a DFL representing District 3A from International Falls. You can easily, I was going to give the big, long website, but you can just do a search for Representative Rob Eklund and you can get right to his page.
Yeah,
if you are in that District 3A, you should get a hold of your legislator if you have something going on. That's your job, right, Representative Eklund, for your constituents?
That's what I tell people. That's what you hired me for. So,
all right. Thanks so much for talking with us. We'll check in with you during the session.
All right. Have a great day. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Making Sausage, you hear it Thursday mornings on KEXE, KBXE. This over the weekend, I had a chance to talk to Secretary of State Steve Simon, and we talked about why Minnesota was once again number one in voter turnout, and that conversation available at our website, kaxe.org. Boy, was he excited.
Well, and when you think about the voting, you notice we just had a recount over in District 6, and we saw that the results only changed, I think, by 3 votes.
Yeah, it was 8 different votes between John Purcell and Matt Bliss and 11 in the final count.
Right. And I think that says good things about how our election system is run.
That's right. So check out the conversation at kexe.org. We do want to mention also the winner of that race for District, is it 5A?
As I think, yes.
Was John Purcell. So if you have questions you want us to ask of legislators in Minnesota, please send them our way. Comments at kaxe.org. It's Making Sausage.